This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Chris Salcedo.
Prepare yourself to ingest current events, pop culture, and politics with a side of Latin flair.
Vices. I don't have to show you any stinking vices.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
Welcome, one and all. The Chris Salcedo Show here on the Blaze. This is where we dispel that media myth at all. Latinos are a bunch of left-wing nutcases. It's me, Chris Salcedo, your liberty-loving Latino. 888-933-93, 888-900-3393. A lot going on out there in America today, and I look forward to delving in to that with you with a couple of guests coming on today. One of these was a last-minute ad, so and all too delighted. Let me tell you what we're planning on doing here on the Salcedo Show. At least, this is our goal now, at least one Trump guest per week before the election. We want to get them in here and ask them some questions, substantive questions. Not the non-questions of substance that will be asked by the Brian Williams press. Are you a racist? Da, 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 all of that nonsense. What about the Skittles? What was the other one? Oh, yeah. Pepe the Frog. What about Pepe the Frog? No, we're not going to be doing that here on the Chris Salcedo Show. Today, co-chairman of the Trump campaign is a guy by the name of Sam Clovis. He'll be on. And we've got requests in for Scotty, of course, she was the first Salcedo Show guest, Scotty Nell Hughes, when she was running the Tea Party News Network. And she has come a long way, baby, from that point. And as a matter of fact, I talked with Scotty today. So, of course, we'll be getting her on, Katrina Pearson. We have our request in for Governor Mike Pence, Newt Gingrich, and Kellyanne Conway as well. So those entreaties are out there, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to make this a regular thing as we're heading toward our decision on Election Day. Now, also, we will have somebody on here who used to be part of the Trump campaign, an advisor to the Trump campaign, who's been on the Salcedo Show once before, and I really enjoyed the discourse and the conversation. His name is Jacob Monte. And, of course, he's a Latino guy, and he was advising Trump, and after the Arizona speech, he left the Trump campaign. So we got you covered both ways here on the Salcedo Show. Unlike the Brian Williams press, we do not hide things from you here. We try to explore all sides of an issue, including the man who wants to be president of the United States, Donald Trump, who still, as I am talking with you here now, I can assure everybody within the sound of my voice, is superior to Hillary Rodham Clinton, is a superior choice to Hillary Rodham Clinton. I know, I understand, and I fervently believe that. And I know there's going to be room for debate and discussion. And you know, never Trumpsters are always welcome here on this program. As I've said before, this might have been me. I might have been a never Trumpster at one point. Had we not endured 8 years of the most extremist left-wing occupier of the Oval Office this country has ever seen. Scared the hell out of me. Scares the hell out of me to this day. It scares the hell out of me. And all you got to do is turn on the news. Look at what is normal now in the United States of America. We have Sadiq Khan, the London mayor, coming over here and palling around with one of Obama's close friends. the communist mayor of New York saying, hey, terrorism, better get used to it. Well, of course, if you continue, I can guarantee you, everybody with the sound of my voice, you continue to put a Democrat in elected office, guarantee you, you're going to get used to nothing but terrorist attacks. That's all they know. They have no idea how to stop it. Well, we don't know. We just keep on opening up our doors to all these unvetted people and saying, come on in, because we're so nice and we're willing to bet our citizens' safety on it. That's Obama's America. Terrorist attacks. Now we've averaged more than one per year since he's been in the Oval Office. That's the new normal. I not only say no, but I say hell no. Also, every single time there's a police-involved shooting, regardless of the facts, there's going to be a riot. Guarantee you there's going to be a riot. And what's the impetus behind the riot? Well, this is what we're told by the Democrat Party's Black Lives Matter folks. The impetus behind the riot is, there's racism out there, man. There's racism. excuse me. The man who shot the North Carolina black man was a black police officer. Yeah, but the only color that matters there, man, is blue. I heard that yesterday from one of these nutcases. That's the only color I care about, man, is blue. He's blue. So what are you protesting again? Law and order? Is that what you're protesting? I'm sorry, you're not protesting, you're rioting. There's no protesting. You don't loot stores and call it a protest. You don't steal and call it a protest. You don't light things on fire and call it a protest. You don't ruin another black man, another Hispanic man, another white man's property, completely innocent of anything that was happening, whether it was right or wrong or indifferent. You don't do that and call yourself a protester. You're not a protester. You're a thug. You are a thug. End of story. And I'll have words with anybody else that wants to take issue with that. Call up this program. 888-933-93 and explain to me how looting, burning, destroying advances race relations in this country. Just go ahead and do that for me, will you please? Lots of news. We're going to find out later today. And you know what, Brittany, I'm going to ask you to keep an eye on, at least one eye on the news, because we're supposed to find out sometime today. The North Carolina case, whether it was a gun that he had in his hand or a book in his hand. Judging by the people with an agenda here, I'm going to tend to side with the cops. Black chief, black police officer saying the guy had a gun, for crying out loud. We recovered the gun. We've got the video. We're going to show the video to the family today. You know, this is, and I don't want to say this definitively, but this is starting to smell more and more like Ferguson. Hands up, don't shoot. Never happened. Never happened. North Carolina, he was just carrying a book, man. Never happened. It has a potential. This is how it feels, that there was a narrative that took place to justify the looting and all the aforementioned chaos. It's just, it feels that way. I don't know it definitively yet. We won't know until probably the end of the day. But Brittany, if it does come across, I want to go with it right away, okay? So there's that. Also up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the case up that way. We had a call right here on this program yesterday. It was Sherry, right? Yeah, it was Sherry that called up. And as a matter of fact, I made sure to pass it on to the other Salcedo shows about how the Reverend Al Sharpton is in town. That, of course, that can only spell more riots, more ginning up of violence when he hits town. But they're closing down municipal services inside of Tulsa because they're expecting what's going on in Charlotte. You know what, you folks in Tulsa, I don't want you to let down your guard, but George Soros has all of his money sunk down into what's going out of North Carolina. You might be off the hook until George Soros turns his attention to you and sends his paid thugs over to your neighborhood. But at any rate, We found out yesterday from someone who's on the ground in Tulsa that the individual who was in this alleged stalled out SUV on the highway, the reason why the cops were there is they were called there because a motorist, a female motorist is what, according to Sherry, pulled over and tried to aid this stranded motorist. And for some reason, she felt compelled to call the cops. And they felt compelled to show up there thinking there was danger. So there must have been some, we don't know all this stuff yet. This is why you wait for an investigation to make a determination. Of course, Mrs. Clinton doesn't wait for an investigation. She needs votes now because the early voting has already started. So she's going to go get out there and she's going to throw this white female police officer under the bus, claim that she's a racist, ruin her reputation. All you white females out there, understand, if Hillary Clinton needs something, you're going to be the first to suffer if you stand in her way. This white female police officer in Tulsa is finding that out. The Democrat Party will throw you under the bus. Champion of women, the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. I'll share with you before we go to break here. I walked in last night. I was picking up my little girl from, she was at a youth group. Religious youth group, picked her up, walked in, and my father-in-law was with us last night, and he's watching the chaos unfold, Obama's America unfold on the TV screen, and the shaking of the head and the slouched body language said everything that I needed to see, that this is not how it's supposed to be. This is left-wingers' vision for America. Terrorist attacks and riots in our streets. That's what you get when you vote Democrat. But it's not the way it's supposed to be. And I that struck me as I watched my country rip itself apart again because Democrats need votes. 888-900-3393, 888-900-3393. Some insight from Newt Gingrich, some insight from Rudy Giuliani coming up, the Chris Salcedo Show. And by the way, angry Hillary tearing into her own supporters because she's losing. It's hilarious. Don't miss it. It's the Salcedo Show on The Blaze.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show, The Blaze Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Chris Salcedo.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's the Chris Salcedo Show, your radio republic. Unlike your current federal government, your views are heard, listened to, and addressed right here in this program. 888-900-3393, 888-900-3393. If you're on hold, I'll be right with you. Hold on just 1 second. I just want to say this. Top of the Chris Salcedo Show Facebook page. By the way, you can find it by just going to Facebook, typing in The Chris Salcedo Show. You guys heard of this group called Free Hugs? There is a young black man, and I think one of the Salcedo Show listeners put it best. This man's doing God's work, and he is. Goes up to the police officers, gives them a hug, goes out to the protesters, gives them a hug. So look, these officers weren't, even if this wasn't a justified shooting in North Carolina, these officers aren't the problem. We got to got to break this cycle of hatred. This group, and I thought when they first started, they were a little, you know, a little mushy for my taste. But this man who is pictured in this video is doing God's work and putting him his safety on the line from ravenous protesters calling him all manner of expletives. And this stuck with me because being a Latino and being a conservative, I've been called all manner of vile names by liberals. Because of that fact. And this just resonates with me. So when you get a moment, it's about 9 minutes long. I can't play any of it over the air because it's expletive laden, courtesy of the protesters. But it is something worth watching. Let me get to the phones. Let's see. Robert in Virginia. Robert, thank you very much for calling. Glad you made it here to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Hey, yeah, first time caller, Chris. You got it right when you say that they're thugs. That protesters sit in and they're peaceful about their what they're trying to get across. I feel like I mean the Black Lives Matter and all that's just a higher agenda with the Obama administration and with the Clinton administration to come after our guns. That's just how I feel. I mean, if you want to make a point, I mean, it's to me it's very minuscule. It's not to the degree of a problem that they're playing it out to be. There's some bad police officers out there. I'll give them that. And so Ferguson and some of these other places where they're rioting, that's justifiable that they got shot. If you pull a gun on a police officer or you try to be violent towards him, you're going to get shot. I mean, that's
Robert,
just
the let me ask you. Let me take you on a little intellectual walk here, and because this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where practicality takes place. Let's say for argument's sake. Now we don't know because no investigations have been conducted in North Carolina or in Tulsa, have been concluded, I should say. They're underway, I would well imagine. But now, after the rioting in North Carolina, after the shops have been vandalized, there's video on the Chris Salcedo Show Facebook page of a white man being savagely beaten by a gang of thugs, of black thugs.
I've seen it.
Yeah. And he's pleading for mercy. He didn't do anything. He's just getting the tar kicked out of him for something a black police officer did. Okay, but he's getting let's say that this all comes out, and it turns out the guy coming out of the car had a gun and not a book, and it was a justifiable shooting. Where do these business owners, where does that man go back to get maybe his injuries healed? Where does the community go back to get its dignity? Where do they go? But by then, the George Soros folks who have been paid to do all of this, they've moved on to the next riot. Hillary Clinton has scored her political points. Barack Obama's smiling from big ear to big ear. But the communities that are left behind after all of this unjustified rioting, and there's never justification for rioting, but they're not even rioting over anything that's truth. We don't know anything yet. Where does this community go back to get heal or to get payback from being subjugated to this kind of thuggery? Where do they go?
Well, see, for the way I see it is, I mean, there's so much in the day and age we live in. There's so much video out there. But you've got all these people that are doing these things on video, and it's at a point that the justice system needs to kick in, and they need to start charging these people with the crimes that they're committing. The
justice system
that they're committing the thing.
Justice system.
We live in America.
There's no such thing in Obama's America. We do social justice now. We don't do regular justice. No. As a matter of fact, this stuff is permitted. Remember what was the despicable, deplorable mayor of Baltimore?
Oh, yeah.
What did she say? Oh, we have to give him room to destroy. Remember that? Remember that?
Absolutely. Yeah,
liberal Democrats, man.
I agree with you. Hey, I'm Trump 2016 all the way. Been with him since the very beginning. I think he's the answer to our problems. I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if she was the only one running. I think I'd write my name in or somebody else's.
Well,
name
hold
in
on. You know what? Robert, I just want to correct you. I just want to correct you. Minor correction. I know what you're saying. But we have, as American citizens, we have to stop this nonsense of saying, oh, so-and-so is the solution to our problems. Trump is not the solution to our problems. We, the people, are the solution to our problems. And Trump will actually listen. Hillary Clinton will not. And Barack Obama does not. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, but I believe that Trump's going to give we the people the voice, and that's why I say Trump's the answer.
And,
compared to what we have, compared to what we have now, I mean, I don't have a voice. I know that there's going to be a day that they continually coming after my gun.
And I agree, buddy.
I'd rather die. Defending liberty than to be a slave to
live the under the chains of slavery. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate
Absolutely.
The call. Thank you, man. Don't be a stranger to the program. 888-933-93, 888-900-3393. It's the Chris Salcedo Show. And you know what, folks? This cult of personality business, I'm done with it. You know I hold Ronald Reagan in very high esteem. But gone are the days of Ronald Reagan. Where vision and that kind of adherence to the Constitution and the rule of law was the norm. Now we've got to rely on us. We've got to rely on we the people. Newt Gingrich had a great point on this, and I'm going to make it on the other side with Newt Gingrich on the Chris Salcedo Show. Don't go anywhere. This is really important stuff on the Blaze Radio Network.
888-900-3393.
The Chris Salcedo Show
on the Blaze Radio Network. Chris Salcedo is on
the Blaze Radio Network.
You and I don't believe John Kerry about virtually anything. We don't believe the president's White House about virtually anything. In a way, the collapse of belief in American institutions isn't just inner city blacks. It is that the establishment has lied so much on so many different topics. And the news media has lied so much on so many different topics that reestablishing a sense of trust, rebuilding a belief that when the government talks, it's telling you the truth. This is going to be a big mountain for Donald Trump to climb.
It is. And that is the consequence when you elect left-wing extremists, ladies and gentlemen, is that the belief in our system, the belief basically in the underpinnings of America, it goes out the window. And that's the big danger. You can't, if the Obama administration is opening its mouth, it's lying to us every single time. And that takes its toll, not just with patriotic Americans, but also with the level of garbage they're dishing out to the people in the inner cities. So that those people in the inner cities don't blame them and their backward liberal policies for all the misery they're in. It's just, I mean, in the finest tradition of cutthroat dictators all over the globe. I mean, Saddam Hussein did the same thing. He blamed all of his people's poverty on the United States. It's what Obama does. He blames it on somebody else. It's never the liberals' fault. Let me bring on, this is part of our commitment here on the Chris Salcedo Show, folks. We want to bring on a representative from the Trump campaign, at least one per week, all the way until Election Day. We think it's vitally important that Hillary Clinton not be allowed to continue Barack Obama's destruction of our nation. And to that end, want to, Sam, you're the first one. Sam Clovis, everybody. He's the co-chairman of the Trump campaign and is also the Trump campaign's chief policy advisor. Mr. Clovis, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
Well, thanks, Chris. Appreciate being on.
Yes, sir. All right. First off, let's talk about the current events. It's an era we find ourselves in of anti-American extremism from the American left and their dominance in our government. You know, we're now being told, you know, these riots, this is the new normal. If a police officer involved shooting happens, it's the new normal. We've got Sadiq Khan, the London mayor, coming over here and palling around with Bill de Blasio saying, hey, terrorist attacks, it's the new normal. Get used to it. Does Mr. Trump recognize the problem here? And what are his plans to reverse this liberal new normal we find ourselves in?
Well, I think first off, to tell the American people the truth, I think if you, you know, the one thing is if you trust the people and you tell the people the truth, then they're gonna come along and they're going to be fine. What we have done for about 70 years in this country is essentially lie through the teeth of every politician, left and right, Republican and Democrat, has gone out here. We have patted people on the head, said, look, we're smarter than you. We're better than you. We'll take care of this. You just go about your business, and your life will be just fine. Leave it to us. And you know what? We have left it to them. And the end of the day, it is not better, and our lives are not better. We do not trust government. Government has gotten too big, too involved, too overreached, too fat, too impossible to deal with. And, in fact, I call it too big to succeed, and that's exactly where we are. And Donald Trump is going to do everything in his power within the Constitution and the executive branch to get this country back inside and the government back inside the Constitution.
Yeah, we truly need to become once again a government of, by, and for the people. And the people need to recognize, too, and we need some leadership in this regard, that they need to be participants in this republic of ours known as the United States of America. Because of the some Democrat extremist policies, the American economy, as you well know, is a basket case. You know, wages are at 1999 levels, and Obama and Hillary are doing victory laps because of this. Trump has properly identified the burdensome regulatory regime imposed on our by our bloated federal establishment. He's identified our 75,000 page tax code that looks like it was created by a bunch of drunks with apologies to a bunch of drugs or drug addicts. But he's not identified beyond this nebulous waste, fraud, and abuse solutions to cut government's grotesque overspending. Is he going to get deeper into that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're working on that right now. And in fact, the transition team and part of my portfolio is to take a look at these issues. I will just give you an example. One of the things that we're looking at to take a dramatic action on is the acquisition rules for the federal government. And we see this particularly manifested in defense spending, that right now, today, we think that there's probably 30% overcost issues every time we go out and acquire anything through the defense acquisition system. It costs us 30% more than it should because people are in a compliance mode as opposed to an objective mission mode. And this is really something that's got to change. The culture that we have in acquisition, not only in defense, but in Homeland Security and a host of other agencies, is really an area where we can gain a great deal of benefit. The other aspect of this is take a look at the bloated federal government that we have. We simply do not have any accountability for the regulations or rules that are written by any of the departments or agencies. And Mr. Trump has come out and says very specifically that within the first 30 days of his administration, he will require all agencies and departments to audit their regulations and to bring forth those regulations that need to stay in place and those regulations that can be rescinded with an executive order. And those are the things that we're looking at. So specifically, we are looking at least two areas, and we're looking at many more. We're looking at decentralizing and devolving some of the control of American assets back to state and local governments, and then take a look at land management issues. We're looking at shared governance in those areas.
Mr. Clovis, what about the idea of what about the idea of baseline budgeting? Because this automatic increase in government spending, I think, is lunacy, and zero line budgeting makes a lot more sense to me.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about baseline budgeting. What you're talking about is zero based budgeting, and that's really the budgeting technique that you're really you need to advance. And this is an excellent example of it, where you go in and you parse the money out, and people have to justify the spending and what they're going to spend that money on. And I think that of all the things Jimmy Carter did wrong, the one thing he did right was try to introduce zero-based budgeting, which I think is an excellent solution for us going forward. And I think we're also going to be looking at the penny plan. We're very strong on that. to reduce spending 1% per year until we balance the budget.
And that makes sense.
I think those are things we're going to be looking at. Yeah.
Yeah. The penny. I'm a big fan of the penny plan as well. Sam Clovis, my guest, folks. He's the co-chairman of the Trump campaign, also the Trump campaign's chief policy advisor. The Obama doctrine has been what I call the light footprint lead from behind foreign policy, and it's had a predictable result. The world's in chaos. It's on fire. What will a Trump doctrine be?
Well, I think first off, let's recognize the fact that we really don't know ground truth in any of the areas around the world. We simply do not know the extent and the issues that are extant other than what we see and what we hear in the news or what we are able to ascertain. Mr. Trump is receiving the presidential daily briefs, which is an important aspect of this. And one of the things we're looking at is a much more pragmatic, much more practical and realistic view of the world. We are going to take a look at where we are. If we don't get growth in our economy, the rest of this conversation is moot. Mm-hmm. Because if we do not have the resources to replenish and revitalize our military, if we do not have the resources to start to build infrastructure and to protect this nation and to build the wall and to enforce our laws, if we don't have that growth, if we don't have that economic engine churning out here, the rest of this is not going to matter because we're not going to have the resources to do anything, and we're going to have to retreat even further until we're able to start doing the things that are important. We should only look at three areas. We should look at protecting citizens no matter where they are. We should be looking at protecting the resources that we need for our economy no matter where they are. And we should be looking to protect our allies no matter who they are and where they are. Yeah. Those are the interests of the United States, and that's what we ought to be concentrating on.
Can you imagine being the Ukrainians? The United States convinces them to give up their nuclear arsenal and pledges to defend them if the Russians get aggressive. Here come the Russians getting aggressive, and Obama abandons them. I can imagine what the opinion of America is, courtesy of Mr. Obama. Sam Clovis, everybody. He's the co-chairman of the Trump campaign, also the Trump campaign's chief policy advisor. Sir, appreciate you being the first Trump representative to come on in the election season, and we hope to hear from a lot of you more, and you again, sir. We appreciate it.
Anytime, Chris. Thanks a lot.
All right. Much obliged. More to come, everybody, on the side of the break. You found the Salcedo Show here on The Blaze. Be right back.
He is a liberty-loving Latino conservative.
Need we say more?
The Chris Salcedo Show. Only on The Blaze Radio Network.
Tragic secret of what's gone wrong with inner-city African-American life, and for that matter, inner-city Latino life in this country, and that is the people who supposedly cared the most about them, the liberal politicians who got elected, many of them from their own ethnic background, are basically owned by institutions that don't work. So you go into a place like Detroit, where 9% of the students are learning. You go into Baltimore, where 13% of the eighth graders are able to actually pass a math test, and the 9%, by the way, is a reference to literacy, I think, in the third grade. But you go around place after place. If you tried to actually go in there and create real improvement, you run head-on into the teachers' union, which is against you. If you go in and you try to create the kind of policing that Rudy Giuliani and Chief Bratton used, which brought down the murder rate by 85%, you run into liberals who would rather see people killed.
That's true. What did I just say? Before we talk to Mr. Clovis from the Trump campaign, that these liberals, their policies are failures. Understand, liberalism never succeeds as long as your metric is freedom, liberty, prosperity. That never succeeds, right? So what do they have to do? They have to convince those that they are failing that it's not their liberal policies responsible for it. Barack Obama's a master at this. The man's been occupying the Oval Office for 8 years and still is not held responsible for anything he does. It's infuriating. And why? Well, a lot of it's because of the Brian Williams press. Only in liberal la-la land can a man be the chief executive for the last 8 years and have no bearing on the chaos that has resulted. Think about that predicate. Well, Barack Obama's been occupying the Oval Office for 8 years, and all the mayhem in our streets, all the terrorist attacks, all the chaos around the globe, it has nothing to do with him. Well, then what the hell's he been doing there? What if the office of President of the United States is so insignificant, then why do we care whether Trump's going to be in there or not? Because according to the Brian Williams Press, you know, doesn't matter who's sitting in that chair, things are going to happen no matter what. This is how they make excuses for liberal failures. And Barack Obama is one big liberal failure. And it's not because of his skin color. Has nothing to do with Barack Obama being black. Nothing at all. Just look at Hillary Clinton. She's just as backward and stupid as he is. And I say that only because of the ideology they ascribe to. They're very intelligent people. You have to be smart to convince folks to buy socialism and communism and collectivist thought. You've got to be able to package and lie and cheat and steal, and they do it better than anybody. Now, it helps to have a whole bunch of people complicit in a corrupt press. But at the same time, you know, I think, what have I called this? The Great Black Awakening. It's happening. And we detailed this the other day, 15 to 20%. And it may be higher after these riots. The dirty little secret for a lot of you folks out there is that a lot of folks in black communities, they are the ones crying the loudest for security. And they're saying, gee, in the era of the first black occupier of the Oval Office, my neighborhood's in shambles. Gee, in the era of the first black occupier of the Oval Office, my life is in ruin. I get riots. My children aren't safe. They're not learning. So they go, well, wait a minute. We were told all we had to do was just vote for somebody with our same skin color and everything would be solved. To their surprise, no. No, because Barack Obama has a major defect. He's an extremist liberal, as is Hillary Clinton. And when you and at bottom, that all they really are is the most base of human instinct, liberalism. It's as old as dirt, folks. One more thing from Newt Gingrich.
Well, look, I mean, obviously they bear a substantial responsibility for setting a tone. I mean, things are worse today. People are more angry today. They are more likely to disbelieve the police today. That's a large part of Barack Obama's contribution. In Hillary's case, all the way back to when she was a student at Yale, she was the associate editor of a radical newspaper which described police as pigs. She left Yale to go to the West Coast to work with a law firm which specialized in defending the Black Panthers. She recently, as recently as today, came out with one more anti-police statement. So in that sense, they deserve a great deal of responsibility.
Yeah, a lot of responsibility. Look, you want more terrorism in your streets? You want more riots in your streets? I can guarantee you there's a way to continue that. All you got to do is go to the voting booth and pull the lever for Democrats.
888-900-3393.
The Chris Salcedo Show.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
Prepare yourself to ingest current events, pop culture, and politics with a side of Latin flair.
Vices. I don't have to show you any stinking vices.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
All right, hour two is underway. Your phone calls at 888-900-3393, 888-900-3393, the Chris Salcedo Show. Doing more good for the country in 2 hours than President Obama has done his entire occupation of the Oval Office. Social media, by the way, keep in touch with us at Chris Salcedo TX, at ChrisSalcedoTX, as in Texas, on Facebook, The Chris Salcedo Show. Listen to the program is easy to do, theblaze.com/radio, SiriusXM, channel 796, the Blaze Radio smartphone app or the iHeartRadio app, SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher for on-demand listening when you want to not only listen to the program but also share the program. You might have noticed from the handle, my Twitter handle, TX, stands for Texas. And we have been the recipient here in Texas of the lion's share, where I'm broadcasting from, the lion's share of Syrian refugees. Now, there's some news about these Syrian refugees. The State Department has admitted that terrorists are seeking to pass themselves off as Syrian refugees. They will not commit to saying they can guarantee that no terrorists have infiltrated these refugee streams. Now, what you need to know about this when you talk to your liberal friends is that but before Obama was even involved, before he inspired ISIS, before he allowed ISIS to grow and destabilize an entire region, before Obama allowed Bashar al-Assad to cross the red line and murder 500,000 of his own people, before Mr. Obama and his wayward policies paved the way for a mass exodus out of Syria and the region, our vetting period, in particular from this part of the world, with countries that we had understandings with, was 18 to 24 months. 18 to 24 months. And that is with countries that we had that had some sort of record keeping, that had some sort of way to verify for our officials to cross-check individuals who were coming into our country to be who they are, who they say they are. There is no such criteria with Syria today. It doesn't exist. Bashar al-Assad isn't big into record keeping. Few dictators are. So that in and of itself is something you need to know, is a hurdle toward vetting individuals like this. So that's what led our intelligence officials to say, well, no, we cannot vet people properly from this region of the world, you know, where Obama's JV team is conducting its genocide. We cannot vet these people with the requisite 18 to 24 months. We need more time, said our intelligence officials. Barack Obama said, let me be clear. You need more time? You're not going to get it. Let me be clear. You're going to get 3 months. So we went from 18 to 24 months to 3 months so that Mr. Obama could reach his political goal of 10,000 Syrian refugees. Actually, it's now 11,500. It was based on nothing other than politics. Now, I'm not sure if he's planning on standing for election in some radical Islamic fundamentalist country, and he just, you know, ingratiated himself with the population out that way. Not that they have elections in that part of the world, mind you, but I'm not sure what his motivation is, other than to say, look at me, I'm not an Islamophobe. Something else you have to know, too, about these populations. In Syria, 10% of Syria's population is Christian. 10%. Only half of 1% that has been brought here of the 11,500 Syrian refugees are Christian. You would think that the population of refugees would be more Christian, seeing as they're the ones who are being exterminated by Obama's JV team. But that's not the case. Mr. Obama is committed to bringing Muslims over, not those who are being massacred in the streets. Christians, for being Christians. Now, granted, I understand that there are Muslims, too, who are being massacred because they say, yeah, I'm committed to that ideology of Islam, but I don't want to go kill people. And so thus they are killed. I get that. That's happening, too. So this is a long, circuitous way to get around to the fact that the lion's share is coming into the state of Texas. And the governor, and let this be a lesson to all of you other states who are also taking Syrian refugees. Are your governors doing the same? The governor of the state of Texas has said, you know, it may be just me, but I'm going to be putting my citizens' safety first, since Team Obama has not taken our suggestions about properly vetting these individuals coming in from that part of the world. We're going to opt out of this program, of this Syrian refugee program. Now, of course, Obama thinks that he is king. Let me be clear. You can't opt out. Well, they're going to have a little bit of a political fight over this. And we'll see who comes out on top. But I think it's a very brave stand to take for the governor of Texas. He has the backing, I'm sure, of the lieutenant governor and the attorney general of the state of Texas. And it's a fair question for you to ask of your governor in your state. Will you be taking a similar stand until Barack Obama abandons his 3-month vetting process for Syrian refugees and decides to listen to the intelligence community and go above the 18 to 24 months that used to be the norm? But because of the recognized struggle of getting good information from this part of the world, Syria in particular, that care must be taken with these refugee flows now that the enemy has expressed desire and intent to infiltrate these refugee flows. Now, Obama, so you understand, Obama doesn't give a rip. He doesn't care. His family is well protected. He will never have to worry about the ramifications of him being wrong about Syrian refugees. He doesn't much care. Neither does Hillary Clinton, as she has pledged to go up to 65,000. Democrats don't care much either. If you have a Democrat governor, it's a fair question to call up your Capitol. It's a fair question to call up your state rep and your local reps. They're a little more responsive than your federal representatives on this score. Although Brian Babin, who was a congressman in the state of Texas, where I am broadcasting from, he has authored a bill. I think, yeah, we talked about this yesterday. He's authored a bill that he's trying to get attached to the continuing resolution, which probably won't happen because, well, Republican leadership hasn't changed sufficiently enough. So Republican leadership will sacrifice American safety too, just like Obama, for some, I don't know, Zika funding, I suppose. It's important. Don't get me wrong. Zika funding is important. I don't know that turning a blind eye to terrorists is the way to go. Maybe it's just your liberty-loving Latino here. But I think it is incumbent upon you, and it's fair of you to ask of your local officials, where do you stand on this? Will you be following the lead of Texas and saying, you know what, if you're not going to meet our security concerns, then I'm not taking the, you know, put these folks in California. They love unvetted folks out in California. You know what I mean? Put them out there. Put them in New York. They love unvetted folks in New York. But put them in Illinois. They love unvetted folks in Illinois. Now, all of you within the sound of my voice in those states, you may take issue with that. And I really, really hope that you call up your representatives in state and local governments to get them on the record. And you might even call up your local news stations. Why aren't you reporting on this? We're taking in Syrian refugees too. Why aren't you reporting on what's going on in Texas? In case they ask you where you're getting your information from, you can say the Associated Press in a report late last year about Obama's curtailing and cutting corners on the vetting of Syrian refugees. Not so-called conservative media. This was the Associated Press. All right, telephone number you want to weigh in, because we got to talk more about what's going on with these riots. 888-900-3393. 888-900-3393. Rudy Giuliani was on last night, the former mayor of New York City. He was on with Fox News. Had this to say about the lack of leadership.
I set the rules down on day one. I mean, I gave a speech and a talk, and I met with the leaders, and I said, you get to protest all you want, but you take my streets, I arrest you. You throw a rock, I put you in jail. You shoot a gun, we're going to shoot back. I have 41,000 police. I don't know how many you have, but you're not going to riot in my city. In an American civilized society, there's no place for rioting.
That's so true. We'll get more into that coming up on the other side of the break. It's the Chris Salcedo Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
The next generation of talk radio. The Chris Salcedo Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
In a little Latin flair with Chris Salcedo on the Blaze Radio Network.
Some black thug protesters got in the face of a black police officer last night. This is on the Blaze if you want to check this out, and on the Chris Salcedo Show Facebook page. It is the top post. And it's gone viral because the officer was taunted, saying, "Hey, are all the black lives worth it for you to be a police officer?" The officer is crying as he gets out there and lays his life on the line to protect his community. And that's the thanks he gets from left-wing extremist thugs paid off by George Soros. That's an indignity that he or any of his fellow officers should never have to suffer. But in Obama's America, they're made to suffer for it. And I'm not being rhetorical. I know some of you out there might be saying, you think it's all Obama's fault? Hell yes. Obama and the Democrat Party and leftists. This is how they divide and conquer, folks. We're at each other's throats. And it's no coincidence we've endured 8 years of Barack Obama and we're at each other's throats. It's no coincidence. Unlike the Brian Williams press, I will hold the man accountable for what he has done. 888-933-93. 888-900-3393. Let's go to Colorado. Hey, Larry, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show. Glad you made it.
Mr. Salcedo, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Tippy tappy with a song in my heart. I'm glad you made it.
I'm glad I made it as well. I've got a real short window here before I got to get back upstairs to the office to work that job that, you know, makes me one of the entitled, I suppose. beyond all of that, I just wanted to call and I wanted to say that, you know what, my fear is that at this point, after Baltimore and after all of the other various riots and different things that have happened, and the fact that Oakland is a is like Dodge City now, from some video that I saw just recently. I don't know that the fact that this man had a gun and threatened the officers with it would matter anymore. I don't know that it would matter, because culturally we've changed and the narrative is being driven by a left-leaning media that wants a specific story to be out there.
Have we changed or have they changed?
We've changed because we've allowed them to change.
Yeah, because, you know, Larry, you and I are looking at our TV screens and we're shaking our heads and we're seeing the Brian Williams press excuse all of this stuff and cover the melee. They set it all up and then they get to cover it. Mm-hmm. You know, they feed the beast, that they feed the false narrative, and then they cover it and they watch their ratings go up. It's sick, really, if you think about it in a way. But the whole idea that this is acceptable now, I think the vast majority of Americans are turned off by this. And we're holding the right people accountable. We're holding left-wingers and the Brian Williams press accountable. Did you see that the latest poll, I think, was from Gallup? Yeah, it was Gallup, Larry. 32% of Americans think that the Brian Williams press is trustworthy. That's an all-time low. And they've earned it.
Sure. Sure they have, and yeah. I'm not discounting that. I absolutely agree with you. However, what I'm getting at in the deeper problem that I have here, Chris, is that, you know, we're holding the right people accountable, but are we really? I mean, look at the choices that we have in November, and tell me again how we're holding the right people accountable. It's a difference between a Fox News presidency and a CNN presidency.
Well, I mean, and maybe it's a little deeper than that, because say what you want to about Donald Trump, but his candidacy does represent something that's fundamental. That is, he is not of Washington. He is not of this bubble that, regardless of political party, has brought us to this point in American history, which many people believe in the United States is a bad place to be. So Trump being a man of means and having the popularity, but he's an outsider. That's his number one qualification in this election cycle. And the American people have, and I think they've come to the right conclusion. I'm not saying that Trump is necessarily the end all be all, because we talked about this earlier, that I don't think we ought to be investing in cult personalities anymore. But what Correct. I am saying, what I am saying is that you've seen left-wing extremism have its way with the American people, and the party that's supposed to stand up to that left-wing extremism, the Republicans, have been persona non grata, have been absent that in standing up to that. And so the American people are rightly frustrated. So they're saying, well, if they're all colluding up there on Capitol Hill, let's go outside of Capitol Hill, shall we? And that's what Trump represents.
And I understand the logic, and I know what he represents to the majority of the American people.
Right.
This whole thing just makes me ill, and ill. And at the end of the day, you shake your head and you say, okay. And then somebody said to me today, well, maybe the police department out there in Carolina should, you know, release the video. Well, no, I agree with the police commissioner for not doing that, because guess what? The minute you do that once, you're going to have to do it every single time.
I know.
And you're ruled by the mob, and you can't have that.
You're right. And you know what? The family's seeing the video today, and I think we're going to know a lot more by day's end on this, Larry.
I agree.
But, you know, I think that, you know, you've made a lot of salient points, and I agree with your overall assessment of what's going on out there in North Carolina in the streets of America. It, you know what? I think we are holding in our own way as a society the right people accountable. It's just right now we have a government that just doesn't listen. And that's the problem.
That is a problem. You're exactly right. Mr. Salcedo, you have a wonderful afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Thank you. Don't be a stranger here to the program. More from Rudolph Giuliani as he weighs in on who was to blame for these riots. A lack of leadership, he says.
I will say what Governor McCrory and the mayor in that city should be saying to people is, wait, let us investigate this. If you don't like the result, you can protest. But I got to tell you one thing. You don't get to throw rocks. You don't get to shoot. You don't get to loot. None of that happens under any circumstances. You do not get to destroy the property of some other African-American man who has a woman who has a business in that area. This is absurd.
I could not agree more. He wasn't done, by the way, on the Fox News channel.
We have gone back 8 to 10 years in our race relationships because of what Barack Obama and Eric Holder and the present attorney general and Hillary Clinton have done, which is they jump on immediately on these incidents and try to politicize them. And if, listen, in fact, this man walked out of the car with a gun, of course the police officer is going to shoot him. You would shoot him. You're not going to wait until the man pulls his gun up and shoots you. It might be too late to shoot him. If the man didn't have a gun, then the police officer belongs in jail.
Now, this was all happening last night. I've got one more soundbite I want to play from you. Rudy was on the Fox and Friends this morning as well. But he was watching this unfold as the rest of America was. So we'll get to all that coming up. We'll talk to somebody who used to be a part of the Donald Trump campaign, Jacob Monte, coming up. And don't forget, Angry Hillary. Duh, you don't want to miss that.
The Chris Salcedo Show, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network. The Chris Salcedo Show. Listen, dial, speak. 888-900-3393.
I set the rules down on day one. I mean, I gave a speech and a talk, and I met with the leaders, and I said, you get to protest all you want, but you take my streets, I arrest you. You throw a rock, I put you in jail. You shoot a gun, we're going to shoot back. I have 41,000 police. I don't know how many you have, but you're not going to riot in my city. In an American civilized society, there's no place for rioting.
Rudy Giuliani last night on the Fox News Channel watching the chaos, another American city up in flames and looting and the like because of leadership or a lack thereof with liberals who currently run this country. And Rudy, I have plenty more sound bites from Rudy Giuliani, but I want to talk about this and the presidential race with my next guest, Jacob Monti. You've seen him now all over the place. He's a former Trump supporter who left the Trump campaign advising the Trump campaign after his Arizona speech. And Mr. Monti serves as managing partner at Monti and Ramirez LLP. He's raised over $1.6 million for GOP candidates and was one of Mr. Trump's Latino advisors. Mr. Monti, welcome back to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Happy to be here, Chris.
First, I wanted to get your take on what we're watching unfold on our TV screens, not only in North Carolina, but with the Reverend Sharpton showing up to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to stir up trouble up that way as well, with two police-involved shootings. Just give me your take. Give me your thoughts.
Well, it's terrible. It's embarrassing. You know, this is it's part of Obama's legacy that there's no respect for law enforcement anymore. And you know, he has us in this mess. And what do I say? I think I agree with what Rudy said. I mean, these aren't protesters. They're lawbreakers, and they should be arrested. And it's very disturbing.
Amen to that. So now, look, there's, for me, and you and I, the last time you and I had a conversation about this on the show, for me, that the decision is clear. We can either have four more years of this chaos rampaging through our streets with the Hillary Clinton administration, or we can take a change and change of direction and go with Donald Trump. And Rudy Giuliani is one of the key advisors to the Trump campaign. They're very close friends as well. So I would imagine that a restoration of law and order in the streets would be the first order of business in a Trump administration. As this election cycle wears on, where are you coming down on your support for Donald Trump? Are you vacillating at all, or have you permanently left the reservation, as it were?
Well, yeah, I'm gone. Unfortunately, immigration is a big deal to me, and it's not just I'm worried about immigrants. I'm worried about security. I'm worried about jihadists. And we have Donald Trump announcing a plan that doesn't distinguish between janitors and jihadists, Chris. I want someone that can distinguish between the janitor and the jihadist. And the jihadists have to go. But for Christ's sake, a janitor who's been here for 18 years and has not violated any criminal laws, I think he should stay here. And I haven't seen Obama embrace that. I mean, I haven't seen Trump embrace that. Rudy, when he ran for president, he was very clear. Jihadists got to go, but janitors can stay. And it's that simple. And I just wish Trump would announce that. It would help him win, Chris. You know, he's doing well, but he has not closed it. And so I don't know. You know, not there yet. Probably won't be there on Trump. Certainly supporting Republicans down ballot. And that's what I'm trying to keep the Senate.
Immigration is important to the Salcedo Show as well. Not only legal immigration, but illegal immigration and fixing those two distinct problems. We have a legal immigration problem because our legal immigration system is from the 1950s and is completely antiquated. And we have an illegal immigration problem that entails our elected leaders looking the other way and allowing every manner of individual with all the people who either want jobs or want economic opportunity or just want to send money home coming across the border with a whole bunch of other people who are seeking to do us harm. Let me talk about another segment of immigration where I think that you line up with Donald Trump more than you do with Hillary Clinton, and it's this Syrian refugee issue where the administration has pledged to bring in more individuals that they have not vetted because they've taken the 18 to 24 month vetting period down to 3 months under Barack Obama to reach a political goal. Hillary Clinton is out there saying she wants 65,000. Obama wants 110,000 more per year. And Governor Greg Abbott of this state, speaking of Republicans down ballot, is saying, you know, I can't fathom putting American citizens' lives at risk. So liberals can pat themselves on the back and say how non-anti-Muslim they are. Where do you fall on that?
Well, clearly, and I've given Donald Trump credit for this, we're talking about security and about vetting of refugees because of Donald Trump. And look, the system is broken. We should not rush to process people that have, in many cases, different values than we have. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's not racist. But again, you know, this guy Rahami who did the bomb, I mean, calling him a homegrown terrorist, what did we do to him to make him hate us? So I don't think we did it.
Do you think? Well, yeah, I don't buy it. I don't think we did anything, did we?
No, I know, but they call him a homegrown terrorist. That implies that America did something wrong to the guy.
CNN calls him a homegrown terrorist. That's the level of honesty you can expect from the Brian Williams press these days. Jacob Monte, everybody, he serves as managing partner at Monte and Ramirez LLP. He's raised over $1.6 million for GOP candidates, and as you heard, he's going to be doing the same going down ballot. And Jacob, always appreciate the insight and the conversation. We'll get you back on again soon.
Great. Talk to you later, Chris.
All right. You want to call in and talk about what you just heard? Again, remember, Mr. Monte used to be part of the Trump campaign. I don't know. He was a little upset. Well, he was a lot upset after that speech in Arizona. But as you could hear, there was a lot of common ground. This is a guy who left the Trump campaign. And you're hearing a little bit more common ground, especially when some of this stuff that is hitting us upside the head, even on areas of immigration, like Syrian immigration and the like, where a lot of folks who are tough on Mr. Trump because of what they believe is policy that is not necessarily good for the United States. Although I got to tell you, I really do believe in barrier systems, and I really do believe that illegal immigration is wrong for the United States. But there are some who fancy themselves Republicans who disagree with me on a free market basis. And I think that's where Mr. Monte is. Let me tell you how they think. The way of thinking is that jobs and business and commerce should be not encumbered by borders, and that if you believe in free markets, it should be a free market. And whether the labor's coming from the United States or whether it's coming from Mexico, whether it's coming from Yemen or from China or Pakistan or wherever, there are those of us who believe in free markets so long as there's a level playing field. And I have always contended that it's a heck of a lot less expensive to live in some of these other countries. And that's why their workers can work for far lesser wages, because A, they don't have governments that are riding on their backs like ours, the highest corporate tax rate in the world. The circumstances are just different. So saying that the worker inside of Mexico has the same responsibilities and burdens that the American citizen has is not accurate. So any type of deal you work out for the free flow of labor has to take that into account. And the folks who are just open border, open working kind of folks, I don't think they sufficiently take that into account. And that's just my opinion, and that's a discussion for another day. But I'm sure at the course of the program, we'll get into that discussion down the road. 888-900-3393, 888-900-3393. You can weigh in on what you heard from Jacob Monte, or you can weigh in on this. Rudy Giuliani talking this morning on Fox and Friends about the riots.
But if in fact the police commissioner is correct, and I have no reason to believe he isn't, and the man came out holding a gun, then the police officer had every right to shoot. And people say, well, why wouldn't you use a taser, or why wouldn't you shoot him in the leg? Because a taser may not incapacitate him from shooting you and killing you. Now, let's take Black Lives Matter for a moment. How come the black life of the police officer doesn't matter? That police officer, if if it's correct, and again, we'll find out probably by the end of the day, if it's correct, that police officer could have been dead had he not acted.
I agree. And I think that's a fair question for anybody to ask. And I think this is the crux about what we're seeing here, folks, with these riots. If indeed this was about black lives mattering, why doesn't the black cop and his life matter to these people? And you're forced to conclude it doesn't. As I told you earlier in the program, there was one guy out there who said, well, the only color that matters is he's wearing blue. He was wearing blue. That's it. So these rioters, these Black Lives Matter protesters, they're not out there protesting for black lives because they don't do any of this when you see the murder and mayhem on the streets of Chicago. They're not out there protesting or, in this case, rioting. They don't do that. I don't know. What they're protesting, folks, is the rule of law. That's what, and they are left wingers. They are Democrats. And that's what they're doing on the streets of Charlotte as they riot and loot. They are anarchists. And the Black Lives Matter crowd has been endorsed and embraced by the Democrat Party. I think Rudy just, he hit the nail right on the head. If black lives really matter to these people, then they would be standing up for the black life of that police officer. But apparently, it's not black lives that they're protesting. Look, I'll wrap up the show with your phone calls coming up next. I got to get to a break. It's the Chris Salcedo Show here on The Blaze.
Dial in, let it out. 888-900-3393. This is the Chris Salcedo Show, part of Generation Blaze on The Blaze Radio Network.
Salcedo.
Let's take Black Lives Matter for a moment. How come the black life of the police officer doesn't matter? That police officer, if it's correct, and again, we'll find out probably by the end of the day, if it's correct, that police officer could have been dead had he not acted, and his black life matters as much as the person who's failing to listen to the instructions of a police officer.
Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City. And America's mayor, as he has become known, and he's absolutely right. And it reveals because of the riots, because this had nothing to do with race. This has something to do with ideology, folks. It could not be more clear that what the left wing is railing against is the rule of law. Let me get out to we're going to end the show with a phone call. Let's go to Tennessee. Kate, thank you for being here on the Chris Salcedo Show. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. I'll make it quick because I know that you are short on time. But I wanted to disagree with the one caller who was all, you know, we have to distinguish between the janitor and the jihadist. You know, what has the janitor done? If he's been here, blah, 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 he should have the right. No, the thing is, how did the janitor get here in the first place? Did he cross the border? Did he overstay his visa? Right there, he did something illegal. I'm not saying that he's a jihadist or anything like that, but he broke the law. Now, I'm for immigration, legal immigration. My family came over from Ireland and Germany. I'm very proud of it. I'm third-generation American. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we have laws established for a reason. And the janitor, no matter how law-abiding he is, one, he broke the law to begin with, you know. Sorry.
No, but I agree with you.
He should have to go to the back of the line. And, you know, I'm not saying that the janitor and the jihadist are the same thing, but at the same time, you know, you broke the law. So bad is bad. Law breaking is law breaking.
And you know what, Kate, can you describe for me one good thing that has resulted from America looking the other way and allowing illegal immigration to happen for, you know, going on over 50 years?
I honestly can't.
Look at all the groups who have been affected. The illegal immigrant community. These kids go to sleep every night thinking this might be the night that mommy and daddy disappears and gets deported. Can you imagine being a kid in that situation? The legal immigrant community who jump through hoops and get slapped upside the face by every illegal immigrant that comes in here because these people pay all kinds of money and go through all kinds of hell to get here legally. They're put out. And so too is the American taxpayer. Nobody wins with illegal immigration.
No, they don't. And they're making it sound like, you know, this is the next best thing to slice bread, you know, just to open the borders and everything. Well, if these people are so great, why isn't Saudi Arabia opening? Why isn't Turkey opening?
I agree.
We saw what the Anglo-Saxon community did, and look what's happening to them.
Kate in Tennessee, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call, and that's how we're going to end the day, folks. 888-900-3393. Keep the number handy and make sure you pass it on. You know what? There is somebody who benefits from illegal immigration. Elitists. Chamber of Commerce, the Democrat Party, left-wingers, sure. They benefit. Of course, we the people don't. Hey, remember everybody, a society's worth is not measured by how much power is seized by its government, but rather how much power is reserved for its people. Got a Friday going on tomorrow, folks. Be here for the Chris Salcedo Show on The Blaze.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.